From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenya's Supreme Court has nullified President Uhuru Kenyatta's electoral win, citing irregularities, and ordered a new poll within 60 days. Mia Wormersley has more.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga filed a petition to the court claiming that results from more than a third of polling stations were fatally flawed. Odinga's contested the last three polls and lost each time. A row over the 2007 result was followed by weeks of ethnic bloodshed, and 1,200 people were killed.
Last month's voting was followed by protests and sporadic violence that killed at least 28 people. Friday, the bodies of 21 people were found floating in the Naaf River in Bangladesh. Robert Raffel has the details.
The officer in charge of Teknef police station said the bodies of the Rohingya Muslim refugees had been buried at a local graveyard. On Thursday, 26 bodies of women and children were recovered after three boats carrying Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar capsized in Bangladesh.
Myanmar's military said on Friday that most of the 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine were because of triggered attacks on security forces by insurgents from Rohingya ethnic minority. United States-backed fighters in Raqqa say they have taken the last districts of the old city from Islamic State jihadists. A spokesman for the SDF told the AFP the coalition of fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped with the remaining jihadists. A U.S. military spokesman said he has not been able to confirm if the city has been retaken. This is VOA News.